CPR 32 for the week ending March 25th, 2011.
Little can't agree on a single thing. I don't know why. We almost killed each other on the inside. I managed to be a jerk anyway. It doesn't have to be this way.
Billy, Hot Rod Surf. We got you covered. Campground Pirate Radio.
Campground Pirate Radio.
XXX Cortez and Fear and Loathing. I got some Soft and Suspenders here for you.
Atop Rancho Del Waldo. It's Uncle Waldo.
How the hell are you, everybody? It's your old pal and camp counselor, Uncle Waldo, with you today on this very first week of spring. You know, in Tucson, the winter was, you know, that week back in January when the frost kind of killed everything. It's been in the 80s here ever since, oh God, for the last few weeks. Hey, first thing out of the gate, the numbers on this show have exploded. We got twice as many people here now than we did last month. Hey, welcome to all you newcomers. Pull up a seat, crack one open, and let's dive right into it. I want to remind everybody of last week's show. If you haven't heard, you're probably the only one. It was the Campground Pirate Radio Hot Rod Surf for Japanese Relief show that you guys downloaded in droves. I hope you all liked it. Hey, we're continuing the collection through the month of April. So if you haven't yet, go pull out your phone. Go ahead. I'm waiting. Come on, hurry up. You got it? All right, good. Now, I want you to send a text. You listen carefully. I want you to send a text to Red Cross. all caps, to 90999. What'll happen is you're going to be billed $10, and that's going to be donated to the Red Cross for their disaster relief fund in Japan. So do me a favor, drop me a note or something that says, you know, I sent a text. You know, post it on the comments section of the show over at Facebook page, you know, Campground Pirate Radio fans, or tweet me at Uncle Waldo. I want to tally up all the donations by the end of the next month. Hey, by the way, do you know a podcaster or do you have a favorite podcast? Other than CPR, of course. Hey, tell them they've been challenged by the CPR to dedicate one of their shows to getting the word out and raising some money for the Japanese Relief Fund. Just steer them to show 31, the last one, and they can see what's going on. Hey, so on a totally different note, I've been getting a ton of nice messages from all of you folks, both old and new, saying how much they love the show. You know, I gotta say, that just warms the cockles of your old uncle's little heart. Oh, God. But, you know, they may say we're uncultured. They may say our music is uncultured. Hell, I know I'm uncultured. So let's give them what they want. There's a brand new band I'm breaking on the CPR. It's The Uncultured and Blue Ribbon, only on the CPR.
Gonna live my life just my own way, yeah. nothing, just watching TV.
Baby, when the lights go down, I'm ready. I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready. For your sweet, sweet love. For your sweet, sweet love. And I'm all right. baby, when the lights go down.
In fur coats strutting up and down that strip, and I've seen ladies' mansions from Paris who thought they were hip. But I tell you, when my heart did really flip, and I knew from the start that this is it, and you were looking so good, and you were barefoot, barefoot. Seen girls wearing pearls and diamonds and as big as rocks, and I've seen ladies wear more gold than they have in Fort Knox. But I tell you, when my heart did really flip, and I knew from the start that this is it, and you were looking so good, and you were barefoot, barefoot. Straight up to the moon. Well, I've seen actresses looking like $1 million in cash, and I've seen ladies throwing away money like it was just trash. But I tell you, when my heart did really quit, and I knew from the start that this is it, and you were looking so good, and you were barefoot, 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 barefoot. All right. Well, I've seen queens in fur coats shouting up and down that strip, and I've seen ladies wearing shoes from Paris who thought they were hip. When my heart did really flip, and I knew from the start that this is it, and you were looking so good, and you were barefoot. Yeah, barefoot. Take a look at these feet, barefoot, and tell me ain't they sweet, barefoot. Yeah, you're looking good, barefoot, just like I knew you would.
Hey, kids, what time is it?
Howdy, Uncle Waldo. It's I, the bomb-throwing anarchist, back with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. Right now, spring is in the air and jasmine is in bloom. Indeed, the jasmine revolutions are spreading throughout the land, from North Africa all the way to Shanghai. People who've long suffered under one despotic regime or another are using the internet, Facebook, and their smartphones to organize spontaneous grassroots rebellions aimed at toppling the regimes that have long controlled nearly every aspect of their lives. And many of these uprisings have special sentimental value to me, having grown up as I did in the Middle East. My whole family was ejected from Libya in 1980, and we lived in Saudi Arabia for a few years after that, traveling extensively in the region, including several vacation getaways to Bahrain. The thing that always sticks out in my mind about that time was the ever-present secret police and security presence. It created an air of paranoia and fear, a constant pressure that made people fear for their very lives over the slightest infraction. In Saudi Arabia, the brutal Mu'tawin, a religious morals police made up of ex-cons who had memorized the Quran as a means to escape prison, would scour the streets looking for women whose skirts were too short so they could beat them with cattle prods. In Libya, armed checkpoints were common, where people would be searched, their papers checked, their every move questioned in a roadside interrogation. Bahrain was like the Vegas of the Persian Gulf, a lot freer in many respects, but the stark divide between the Shia and Sunni was obvious. The Sunni minority rules with an iron fist, propped up by neighboring Saudi Arabia. The Shia live in abject poverty, closed out of all the good jobs and educational opportunities. If downtown Manama is like Las Vegas, the outskirts are like North Vegas, but worse. It's no coincidence that Manama is the headquarters of the U.S. Fifth Fleet. The American Empire has a whole lot riding on the status quo, just as it does in Saudi Arabia, the source of so much of our foreign oil, and the home of Aramco, the Arab American Oil Company, upon whose compound we used to buy bacon, ham, and other products considered haram by the locals, though beer and alcohol were strictly black market or home brew. With all that going on, it's no surprise that revolution is sweeping the area. But the big news is in Libya. Colonel Gaddafi is refusing to go quietly, and the rebels are fighting to the death in Tripoli, having already successfully taken Benghazi and most of eastern Libya. Violence has taken the lives of hundreds, but the rebels refuse to give up. It's an inspiring struggle for freedom from oppression, but it looks like it could have a sad ending. Right now, the United States, led by Hillary Clinton's State Department, are lining up NATO and the UN to back a military intervention, despite the repeated and explicit requests of the rebels and the rest of the world to stay out. The proposed no-fly zone would likely result in hundreds of innocent casualties, just as it did in Iraq, and would give the Americans the leverage to insist on installing whichever compliant puppet government they want to set up. Obviously, Libyan oil reserves, which have recently been exploited by Chinese companies, are a great prize. But not at the expense of Libya's self-determination. If the UN were worth a damn, they'd stand up by their charter and respect the people's desire for autonomy, which is supposedly sacrosanct and protected by the UN Charter of Human Rights. But England's recent SAS debacle shows just how much the international community respects the supposed rights. No matter what happens, I for one stand with the Libyans when I say, Yankees go home, Libya for Libyans.
meant to pee. This is your radio station. But if you piss all over the seat, then this is your radio station. Campground Pirate Radio.
Time, a simple time.
It's the band Drunk on Tuesday. What the hell's the name of that song? Hang on a second here. Let me move some stuff out of the way here. Drunk on Tuesday. Yeah, Dependent on Tylenol. That's what they are. I got my notes all over the damn place here tonight. Hey, listen. You guys, anybody out there been watching the price of silver lately? I mean, good Lord, it just jumped over $37 an ounce. I mean, people were laughing at me when I was buying at 15. The joke's on them now, ain't it? Hey, listen, you should be getting into it too, man. I mean, you can really get into buying silver for like, you know, 25 bucks a week. I mean, I don't know about you, but I think you can handle that, right? If you want, head over to the campgroundpirateradio.com. Over on the right-hand side, you're going to see a little link there for Silver Saver. These guys are awesome. You set up with them, and what's going to happen is, you know, they'll just deduct 25 bucks a week or whatever you want to set up, you know, 50 bucks, 100 bucks a month. Now, here's the cool thing. Even if you think silver is expensive, you know, like people were telling me back when I was buying it at 50, I said, dude, what do you want to spend $15 an ounce for? That's ridiculous. It's never going to go over 20. Wrong. You know what? They're expecting gold, you know, in the next couple of years to go to maybe $2,400 an ounce. And if they go and balance it out again, you know, it used to be 16 to 1 silver to gold, the ratio there. If it goes to $2,400 an ounce, you're looking at anywhere from $180 to $200 an ounce for silver. Now, how cheap is 37 bucks an ounce going to look right now? Seriously. Head over to campgroundpirateradio.com. Look for the Silver Saver logo there on the side. Click on it. Trust me, you're going to love me for it. Hey, in the meantime, let's get back to some old school. I got some Elvis Costello here for ya.
Ah! 24 hours to go. I want a piece of this. similar mystery to me. Motivation books, motivation seminars. Why would anyone need to be motivated by someone else? I say if you lack motivation, a seminar isn't going to help you. What you really need is to be smashed in the head 30 or 40 times with a golf club. That'll fucking motivate you. Or else at least get you up and moving around the room. You know, locate your socks, shit like that. Get the day rolling. Motivation is bullshit. If you ask me, this country could use a little less motivation. The people who are motivated are the ones who are causing all the trouble. Stock swindlers, serial killers, child molesters, Christian conservatives. These people are highly motivated. Highly motivated. And anyway, I think motivation is overrated. You show me some lazy prick who's lying around all day watching game shows and stroking his penis, and I'll show you someone's not causing any fucking trouble, okay? All
me to the life of sin, but try to Was
just listen.
Looking out the window at the same walls. I never thought I'd. brick wall. I swore that I would be the first one to make it simple on fucking history. Whoa, whoa. Well, now the band is fucking there and everybody's feeling alright.
That's Camp OJ and Nitro. Hey, I want to thank everybody for coming on out again this week, and welcome all the new listeners, too. Hey, glad you found us. Tell a friend. Hey, if you want to keep in touch with us, join us on Facebook at Campground Pirate Radio Fans, or you can follow me on Twitter at Uncle Waldo. Do you want to hear your music played here like the Uncultured? If you think your music can hang, you know, with what I play over here, send an MP3, an AIF, or a WAV file to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Like I've always said, if I like it, I'll play it. And don't forget to send your text to Red Cross at 90999 and drop me a note telling me that you did. So, before I take off, I just want to leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. Peace. I'll see you all next week. Here's a little bit of Queen for you. Bye-bye.
Minutes of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.